The dream of performing on Broadway came true for 74 high school actors, singers, and dancers, selected from 50,000 young performers across the United States. They came to New York for the National High School Musical Theater Awards.
Welcome to New York!
They jumped right in, learning the opening medley for a show they would perform on Broadway in just 1 week. Seventeen-year-old Felix Torres came from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He qualified for the Jimmys by playing the Beast in Beauty and the Beast at his high school.
Being here already is an award itself. Being able to perform on Broadway as a high schooler, I just want to soak it all in.
18-year-old Jasmine Rogers from Houston, Texas, did too. She played the witch in Into the Woods. Unlike Felix, she's seen many Broadway shows.
I didn't get into musical theater until I was 7. I used to play the violin, and I was bad at it, by the way. And one day a flyer came home to do a production of Peter Pan, and so I auditioned, and I fell in love with it from there on, and I've been doing it since.
For 8 days, these teenagers were pushed hard. Only a few days after that first rehearsal, they had staged the opening number. Keisha LaLama, the show's choreographer, says she expects a lot.
You know, if you treat them like professionals and really just challenge them to rise up, they do. And that's what I think is so amazing about it, is that these kids are willing and able. And if you provide them with the opportunity, they can thrive.
One of those opportunities is that each participant is coached by a Broadway actor. Howard McGillin, who's done more performances of The Phantom of the Opera than anyone in history, coached Felix.
Time before you sing the last title of the song?
Monday morning was dress rehearsal.
Take your positions. I just want you to see exactly what's going to happen so everybody's got it in their head.
Just a few hours later, the curtain went up before a sold-out house on Broadway.
The heat is on in New York! The heat is on in New York!
Felix donned his Beast costume and sang his solo.
No spirit could win me, and no hope left within me.
Then the finalists were announced.
Now the ladies, the finalists are, from the Tommy Tune Awards in Houston, Texas, Jasmine Rogers.
And so in front of friends, family, and a lot of important Broadway producers and casting directors, Jasmine sang all alone in a spotlight, center stage.
Pretend I never knew him. On those very rare occasions when he steals into my heart.
She didn't win the Best Actress award, but the experience itself was the prize. Both Jasmine Rogers and Felix Torres said they made new friends, polished their performing skills, and came away with a confidence that they would definitely be back on Broadway. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.